Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Frank's Bored at Work. I'm just on lunch, not eating anything, because who the fuck eats at 1:40 in the morning? That's sober, at least. Anyway, so I just wanted to talk a little bit about the whole Pokemon Black and White 2 announcement. We're going to discuss this really extensively on the next CBG, which unfortunately won't be next week, but the week after. And I'll give you my few short sense of it. First of all, it's a direct sequel. It's the first direct Pokemon sequel to Pokemon Black and White, which came out last year. And now they're making a direct sequel that's going to come out probably in North America this year. I don't know how long it takes to translate stuff. But I know what I can tell you is I could probably translate a script within a few weeks and, you know, do a search and replace in the code. At least that's how I see it in simple terms. But really think... more details. And it's coming out for the DS, or DSi, rather, and not for the 3DS. That doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Let's put it through this kind of scenario. Everybody loved Super Mario Bros. 3. Everybody loved it. Back in the late 80s, huh? You remember that shit. In 1989, it was the hottest shit in the world. It was the hottest shit in the world. And then they announced a sequel called Super Mario World. Now, imagine Nintendo would have brought out Super Mario World in 8-bit graphics on the NES, despite the fact that the SNES would have been out already. Think about that for a second. It's like making a game for the first Xbox, despite the fact that the Xbox 360 has already been out for, you know, half a year. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Why would it not come out on the 3DS? Did Game Freak not get the memo? You know, did they start developing it as soon as they made, you know, Pokemon Black and White? They finished it. They started working on the sequel, or thought, hey, we're gonna make a sequel. And then what, Nintendo all of a sudden told, oh, by the way, we got this thing coming out in a couple of months called the 3DS. It's like a DS, except it's got 3D and much better graphics. And, you know, accelerometer and all that fun stuff. I mean, didn't anybody give Game Freak the memo? Or did Game Freak not give a shit? They just said, oh, well, that requires new technology, which we're not willing to learn, so go fuck yourselves. You know, I don't know. What the hell happened there? I'm puzzled by it, as a matter of fact. I am completely puzzled by that decision. Why would it come out for the DS and not the 3DS? I can't imagine any better way to boost sales of the 3DS than to announce a new Pokemon game. One, announce a new Pokemon game. Two, announce for the very first time that this is a direct sequel to a Pokemon game. And then simply... you know, lose out. I don't know, man. I just find the entire decision-making process of that really stupid. I mean, like I said, nothing could drive up sales of the 3DS better than and squash the PlayStation Vita competitively, which they're already doing. But, you know, you could give the PlayStation Vita the kiss of death, essentially, by releasing a Pokemon for the 3DS and essentially already knocking Sony out of the gate in the handheld market, which, again, as I said before, belongs to Nintendo. It'll always belong to Nintendo, unless Nintendo does something really stupid. But as I said before, as much as I may not like Nintendo for some of the things they've done, I will also say, have enough respect for them and say that, hey, you know, these guys have at least half a brain not to do something stupid. And I hate to say it, but this is the first stupid thing I've seen them do. mean, like, stupid, like, as in, like, business decision stupid. Like, really stupid. I mean, dumber than bringing out a console to compete with two giants and you bring out a mouse. You know what I mean? Despite the fact that it sold well and it's made them their money back, and actually that's all that matters in reality. But why would you bring out Pokemon Black and White? You think that people aren't going to buy a 3DS for that game? Fuck yeah, they will. Fuck yeah, they will. They will buy a new console. Do they think that they haven't sold enough units in North America or in Europe to substantiate a sequel? You know, again, I don't know any game that would be better suited for boosting sales on the 3DS than that. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm baffled by it. I mean, I don't see any advantages. The only advantage I see is there's a massive install base for DSi, like any game, any generations of the DS between the DS Fat and the DSi XL. Like, that's a lot of consoles in between those. So releasing a Pokemon game for that basis, which is still compatible with the 3DS, I think, I don't know if they're doing this as a safety precaution or whatnot, but even if they are doing it as a safety precaution, it just makes you think, okay, you're doing this, but it's kind of obsolete. Again, it's like as if Super Mario World would have been brought out at the same time as it was brought out for the Super Nintendo, or launched with the Super Nintendo, but instead it would have been launched for the NES, you know. God, I miss the Nintendo of the 80s and the early 90s. They never made a bad decision. In my opinion, they never made a bad decision back then. But nowadays, that's a lot different. But I don't know what Nintendo's pulling with this. I don't know who's making these decisions. I mean, I know it's Game Freak who's making the game, but why would Nintendo bring out such a massively popular franchise on a console that by the time that, you know, Pokemon Black and White 2 would be released here in North America, which God knows might be by the end of the year, it might not be. It might not be until 2013. My money's on 2013. But I just don't understand this business decision. It's awful. It's an awful business decision. And I think Harold and I are going to spend a lot of time talking about it. But again, the only way that it makes sense to me is because the install base of anything between a DS and a DSi XL, and I'm talking about all the different versions that came out in between then, all the different colors and all that shit, and make a DS game. I mean, what is that? Is that like the farewell game to the Nintendo DS? I mean, or DSi? Those are the only two things I can think of. And the only two reasons I can think of is install base and goodbye. You know, just like how on the NES, one of Capcom's goodbye games to the NES was Mighty Final Fight. That game's actually worth a lot of money now, but that game essentially pushed the NES to its limits. Just like how when the Super Nintendo was on its way out, Street Fighter Alpha 2 came out for the Super Nintendo, which was an awesome translation, and that brought that system to the limit. I don't understand, though. I mean, in this day and age, this is the best way to... People these days will spend money on anything. I mean, even if they already have one, they'll spend money on another one and be totally cool with it, in the case of the 3DS. But again, I can't imagine any better way to boost sales of the 3DS.
Moving along. But anyways,
I still would like to see more details. Nobody knows anything about Pokemon Black and White 2 yet. There is zero details, and I don't expect any at E3. Not with the way that they've been releasing stuff lately and releasing information on stuff. I mean, look, when did they announce the fucking release date for Kid Icarus? A couple of days ago? And it comes out at the end of March. You know, what the fuck? Seriously. So I don't expect any concrete information on Pokemon Black and White 2 in North America until like Christmas or just before Christmas. We can all sit at the edge of our seats like I am right now and wait for info, because it's not going to come trickling down. But whatever. Anyways, moving along here. As far as gaming goes, so I finished the intro of my Shang 2 review. I made some music, only 6 seconds worth, because that's all I needed. But I have to expand the track that I made, because I actually like it a lot. But the way I'm going to do it is I'm going to put the trailer of the game before the intro of the video, just like Albert Perkins did. I think that's a good idea, because then people have an idea what the fuck you're talking about. Then you put in the intro with the music. I still have to cut the intro down because it has some extra frames in there I don't want. So I'm just going to post-edit those out in Premiere. And then I have to start editing my gameplay footage. Once I have the gameplay footage entered in, I'm going to decide whether or not I'm going to run background music or not. I'm leaning towards no. I'm just having the gameplay volume lowered. But we'll see. And then after I have that edited together for the length that I want, I have to start writing the text of the review. Which has to be in 5 minutes or less. So that's going to be difficult. To talk about the game for 5 minutes consistently. Or whatnot. Sorry, I like getting interrupted by fuckhead coworkers. Anyways. What the fuck was I talking about? I have no idea what the fuck I was talking about. After being interrupted. You know what I really hate is when you're at work and some asshole just starts talking to you that you don't really know. Oh, what are you doing? Starts asking fucking questions like that. Why don't you go mind your own fucking business, you depressed little worm? Get out of here. Anyways. What else did I want to talk about? Video? Oh yeah, the intro. I was talking about the Shang 2 review. Yeah, writing the actual text for the review. I have an idea what I'm going to say, but I'm not going to write it. I'm going to improvise it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to edit the video in its entirety and then record my voice over it on my phone and then edit it together and see which take I like best, giving myself a specific time limit, and then see if it works. We'll see. I hope to have that up within the next 2 weeks. I know the longer I wait, the more... the longer that I spend time... not editing that together, which I can't right now. Because, like I said, I am essentially until next Thursday... Not this Thursday coming up, the following Thursday, that's when I'll actually be free to do whatever I want. Because in between that is me going to Niagara Falls and going back to work, and then I'll be finally off, and then I can do all that. That's also when I have to do a new CBG. What else was I going to say? I think that's about it, man. I've been yapping for almost, 15 minutes here, but that's what's going on. I already took footage for Retrofungin Monday, which I have to edit together tomorrow morning, so I can have that up for Monday. Originally, what I wanted to do is I wanted to have two videos ready so I could upload them back to back, but it looks like I'm gonna have to take the little spare time that I have in between now and when I actually have time, or between now and me going to Niagara Falls, to do that. You know, half an hour each day, do a little bit, but fuck, that's going to be tough. But, and also my PVR is fucking up when I'm recording through Composite and not through Component. So I'm going to go do that right now. I'm going to go check the website and see if I don't have a setting correct or something like that. That's probably what it is. I think I just don't have one of the settings correct, but I'll see. Anyways, until next time, toodles.